And I'm Mary Louise Kelly in Atlanta, Georgia, which has never elected a female governor. Georgia has never elected a female U.S. senator either. Is Georgia ready to cast its 16 electoral votes for a woman for president? Well, that's a question we are about to put to three women who have lived through a few election cycles here in Georgia. We have asked them to meet us here. We're on Peachtree Street, Midtown Atlanta, about to walk into Cafe Intermezzo. Inside, we grab a big table, order coffee, and sit down with Latrice Cushenberry, Eustacia McLeod Carter, and Donna Smith Aronson. Three women from different backgrounds, different religions, different races. They range in age, from their 50s to their 70s. What they have in common is they are all backing Kamala Harris for president. And fear not, we are talking with plenty of Trump supporters while we're here in Georgia, too. But for now, I want you to hear why. Why these women are all in for Harris. Latrice, you start.
I think the primary reason why I'm supporting Kamala is she is the candidate that aligns most with my values. She is someone that I have seen repeatedly throughout my lifetime in my grandmother, my mother, my aunts, capable, competent African-American person that basically can get the job done with empathy and compassion.
But you see women in your family and a similar person when you look at Kamala Harris?
It's all I've seen. Yeah. It's my historical reference. So it aligns with what I know, and it aligns with my core values of integrity and character.
Donna, you next.
I am a native Atlantan, and I have been here through many, many political cycles. I've seen Republicans in at the top of the ticket, and I've seen Democrats. We have had Democratic governors, but we've never had a woman. And when Kamala stepped up, it was like a lightning bolt. I listened to President Biden as he stepped back and turned the reins over to Kamala. And I said, this is it. This has got to be it.
Mm. Eustacia, I'm saving you for last because I'm told you took a little bit of, it took you a little while to come around to Kamala Harris for president. Tell me why.
Yes, it did. I was in Kumbaya and jumping up and screaming when Joe Biden stepped down because I was all in for Joe Biden. I didn't care if we had to put him in a wheelchair, motorized, five oxygen tanks on his back. I was all in Joe Biden. So I had slight of a mourning period. It wasn't that I wasn't going to ever vote for Kamala. I knew I was going to vote for Kamala. I'm a staunch Democrat. I fall in line with the party. So she was going to get my vote. She's qualified. And not just because she's a woman, she's a qualified individual. Her resume speaks for itself. And yes, she can be president. And we vote, we can put her in that office.
A couple of you mentioned specifically she's a woman. I look at strong women I know, I see her. It matters to you that this is a female candidate. It's interesting to me, and I'll put this one to you, Donna, her campaign doesn't spend a lot of time talking about her gender or her race. They have not put that front and center. Do you think she should spend more time reminding people, talking about this is a historic candidacy, however it ends?
I really don't. I think that when she wins, and it's a win, not an if, she will be the president of all the people. And I think she has to appeal to all people, all genders, all religions. I think the stand on abortion and all of the things that matter to women specifically are strong issues that she backs. And that's not to say that men don't either, but it feels more personal when it comes from a woman and a strong woman.
Yeah. The basic question. The U.S. has never elected a female president. A woman has never won the White House. Why do y'all think this time could be any different?
Like I said, if we all go out and vote, she can be the president. I think a lot of it has to do with that age-old fallacy about the way men view us. I did a canvas of my team of 50 barber and beauty shops, and that is the one thing I heard when I went in there, especially in the African-American barber shops. I'm voting for Trump. And they like Donald Trump. He comes out with that machoism. So I think she can be, but we just have to find out what is at the core of why men don't want to vote for her.
In Georgia specifically, a state that, as I said at the outset, has never managed to elect a female governor or a woman to the U.S. Senate and has a history of suppressing black votes, is Georgia ready to vote for Kamala Harris?
I feel like it is. I think it's been an evolution. I think in our last election cycle, we elected two senators who are unique in their positions, Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, hold important positions in the Senate. That came from Georgia. Is it time for a woman? God, I hope so. Fingers crossed this will happen.
Latrice?
I think I have a different take, mainly because whether we want to believe it or not, there's a brand new demographic in this election. The young people who grew up during the age of school shootings. Those children are exhausted. They went through COVID. When they went back to school, there were so many threats. They're ready for change, and I am ready for the change that they are ushering in.
Thank you to all three of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have been speaking with Donna Smith Aronson, Latrice Cushenberry, and Eustacia McLeod Carter, three of the voters we're talking with here in Georgia as our We the Voters series continues.